Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Always love talking to Sean every Tuesday. It's Pop in London on KMBR AM and FM San Francisco. The sports leader joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. The Giants taking on the Angels, and then they got the A's at home this weekend. Hopefully it's a full boat. What's happening? How are you?
What's going on? I'm trying to get you up. There we go. Got to get you out of the speaker.
We're good.
I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico. As I speak, I just drove the 6 hours this morning, left at 5 a.m., and made it here just in time for another baseball game. I think I talked to you last week. I was at my 16-year-old's game, and now at my 17-year-old's game. They just happened to be in Albuquerque.
What a dedicated father you are. You're amazing.
Wow.
This is what I do on my time off. You know, I'm either working or watching baseball or looking after little ones. So... Yeah, this is good. It's actually, I never thought I'd welcome 95 degree weather, but it actually feels pretty good right now.
Versus 115.
Yeah, I mean it makes a big difference at 20 degrees, believe it or not.
So but, years ago, anyway. The Dodgers used to have their minor league team in Albuquerque. That's where all the stars were before they became big leaguers, like Mike Marshall, the first baseman. That's quite an honor to travel like that. What's going on in that? Where are they playing in Albuquerque?
It's a Triple Crown tournament. They got this new facility called Albuquerque Regional Sports Complex. It's actually really cool. It overlooks kind of the whole city and sits up kind of on a hill, if you could call this a hill. But, it's got five fields. They're all like turf. They're beautiful. It's a beautiful complex. Never been out here before. But I actually spent some time in Albuquerque in AAA with the Dodgers back in 2009. The teams you're talking about, Pop, is when they were on the Albuquerque – they were the Albuquerque Dukes. That's what they were called when I was in AAA with the Giants and we came in and played. They were the Dukes back then. They built a new stadium out here. Now they're called the Isotopes, and don't ask me what that means, but that's what they
are
now.
It's after the Simpsons. That's how deep that goes. It's the Simpsons. Yes. The Simpsons had a baseball team on that show called the Isotopes, and they took it from the Simpsons.
Well, there you have it. There's some good Simpson knowledge. And I should know that playing there, but. It's the Rockies AAA now, which is kind of, I think it makes sense because other than pitching in Coors Field, Albuquerque was by far the worst place I've ever pitched. So,
what's the elevation there? It's high, isn't it?
The elevation. I mean, the ball absolutely jumps out of here, and there's always wind, and it always seemed to be blowing out of center field. So it was a really tough place to pitch. But, you know, if you're going to have a minor league, you know, ballpark in the Rocky organization, you'd kind of want it to be that, just to kind of give these AAA guys a sense of what they're in for. It's you know, part of the Pacific Coast League. I think it's changed now. The names have changed with all the minor league restructuring. But, yeah, there's still a major league affiliate out here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's called AAA West now is the way they do it. And you're at 5,100 feet. Yeah, so if you get a nosebleed, we'll know why. So I'm looking at the Isotopes logo, and it looks a lot like the Angels halo, which segues over to what the Giants are doing. And they are going to see Shohei tomorrow, Sean. I know when you were in studio with me for Memorial Day, he got in as a pinch hitter, but we didn't see him. And then the next game, he didn't play. And we'll see if Joe Maddon plays him tonight as a DH. It's a day game tomorrow. But this matchup, we've had so many great matchups with the Giants starters because they're so good. But this one is it's not Gausman Kershaw, but it's Gausman Shohei in a matchup of two of the best splitters in baseball. So how do you size this up? The Gausman split versus the Shohei Ohtani split-fingered fastball.
Yeah, if you like splits, you're going to watch a pretty good game, and there's going to be a lot of them. I think Gausman throws many more splits than Shohei does, but they're both very effective. They're different, though. Gausman doesn't throw his quite as hard as Shohei. Shohei's has a little, it's a little shallower of a break, but it's late. It's kind of your typical kind of split, like Clemens had with his split, you know, more a split back in the day where you'd have, it'd be a little bit harder, a little bit later, you know, almost like a Rob Manfred slider up. People used to always think that was a split 91 miles an hour, but that was his actual slider, just had this straight down motion to it. And that's a lot like Shohei's where Gausman's a little slower, you know, a lot more depth to it and just falls off the table. So they're different splits, but they both are extremely effective. Gausman, like I said, will throw a lot more splits than Shohei will, because Shohei has the good breaking stuff to go with the fastball split combo. And he can rush it up there into the high 90s. Not the Gausman count, but I think that Shohei's probably a tick or two above velocity-wise than Gausman is. But I'm pumped to see. I mean, I'm assuming we're going to see a bunch of strikeouts and another pitcher's duel. But every time we say that, you know, something happens, right? I think the last time we talked about yeah. Gausman in a pitcher's duel, who was it in the first inning? I think there was eight total runs scored.
Kershaw.
Yeah, Kershaw yeah,
exactly. Got bombed because he had a clean hat that day.
Yeah. 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 Look out for those clean hats and bet the over. I guess right now.
Son Estes is joining us. Hey, explain this about him, because you know what it's like to go through the routine. So how amazing is it that this guy can – he's obviously going to pitch tomorrow. I don't know that he's going to be in the lineup today. But, you know, he's in the lineup, then he's pitching, and he's combining those two things of getting ready for a start. So you pitch, and then you obviously go through your routine the other days. But his other days a lot of times involve hitting at a really high level. He's got 23 home runs. He's tied for the Major League lead. So what would that be like?
You know, that's a good question, because I've never done it, and I don't think I've seen anybody ever do it except for him. You know, he's had enough experience doing it in Japan and then carrying it over here to the U.S. So, you know, he's figured out a way to get himself, you know, ready, you know, physically. And, you know, he's had injuries in the past. So that, I think that's the biggest issue for the Angels, is trying to monitor his innings, trying to monitor his at-bats. Just his workload in general, and it's kind of, you know, something. It's a work in progress, because it's unprecedented stuff. So you're kind of like trial and error. Well, kind of feel like this year they figured it out, because he stayed on the field. He's been productive. Obviously, he's hitting bombs at, you know, daily, and he's very effective on the mound as well. And he's, you know, and all that being said, he's been healthy. It's why he's doing it. I don't really know. I mean, I know that if I pitched a Major League Baseball game, and it would take me my 4 days in between to just get ready again physically for the fifth day. Now, when I was younger, that was a different story. But Shohei's not young anymore. He's got a lot of innings under his belt on the field and on the mound. So, you know, it just the workload right now just seems like it's so hard, because your body just doesn't even – arm aside, your legs, your back – all these things are affected by going out there and pitching in a major league game, and especially the torque that he puts on his body based on the stuff that he throws. I can't imagine that, you know, you can pitch one day, go out and play a big league game and expect to go out there and be a run producer. It's just, it really is unprecedented, and it's something we'll never see happen unless it happens in, you know, unless another player overseas can prove themselves in their, you know, major leagues that they have, which is, I think, only the Asian countries have that. They're not going to see it ever happen again, because, you know, they're not going to allow that to happen in the States. You're not going to draft a guy, even if he's a two-way player in college. They're, by the time you draft a kid in the minor leagues, they're going to make him, you know, specialize in one or the other. And you may see a situation where, you know, how many times do you see a position player turn into a pitcher? Well, quite a few times, but very rarely do you see a pitcher turn into a position player, because it's just so hard. You have to have the reps offensively, you know, in the minor leagues to become a major league hitter. So that's just never going to happen in the States. So, I mean, what we're seeing right now just enjoy it because it's unprecedented. He's just a premier athlete, you know, and you have to have not just the physical skills, which he does obviously, but you also have to have the mental capacity to be able to do that. The focus, you know, you're going to feel crappy one day and you're going to have to go out and block that out and still be able to get it done on the field. So, you know, I can't wait to see him in the All-Star game and the home run derby. I heard he entered, so that'll be fun to watch in Coors Field. Might see some go up to the upper tank up in Barry Bonds land, up at the Mile High mark with Otani. So that'll be must-see TV. But, you know, I would say everybody tune in tomorrow. You tune in tonight, why not? But tomorrow is going to be the marquee matchup, and just because we're going to get to see Shohei, you know, pitch and hit.
Yeah, we talked about him as a pitcher. Give me as a hitter, because he's on a tear now. He has homered six times the last six games. He was just voted the American League Player of the Week, and I've been watching his home runs. I mean, he's got tremendous power the other way. He does not have to pull the ball to hit it out. He's hit balls out all the way around both gaps down the line, and he's just so big, Sean. He's huge. He's a little like Bonds. He doesn't have the eye of Bonds, but he's got the big, you know, arm guard on the front arm, and his bat is flat, and he's just so big and strong. How do you pitch this guy?
Yeah, very carefully right now. I mean, it's based on the fact that he's so hot. I mean, and he's hitting home runs because he's getting mistakes. You know, when you face a guy like that, you obviously know how he's hitting coming into a series. You talk about it all the time. He's the one guy that you don't want to let beat you. So how does that happen? You try to keep the guys off base in front of them. You're aggressive with those guys. You can't afford to walk guys in front of Shohei, and then you just are really careful. You just can't afford to make mistakes. And, you know, this giant rotation really prides themselves on throwing strikes and attacking hitters and not running from bats. But I think they'd be wise to run from his bat this series, just because, I mean, like you said, Pop, there really isn't one way to pitch him. You know, you pitch him away, he's going to leave the yard to left field. You pitch him in, his bat's quick enough to be able to turn on a pitch and go out to right field. I think one place that he might be a little susceptible to is up and in fastball. But, you know, how many pitchers can really execute that in the strike zone consistently? And then also you can get him to chase down and away. So I feel like if there's ever a guy on the Giants staff that can have his way with Otani if he makes his pitches and executes, and that's Gausman, because he will run that fastball up at 95, 96, and then he'll throw the good split down and away. So that's a good combination, but you have to stay out of the middle part of the plate with Shohei right now, because, like you said, he has power at all fields, and when you're hot, you expand a little bit and you still make solid contact. So be careful. That's all I got to say. Be careful with Shohei.
Sean Estes is joining us from lovely New Mexico, as he's a dedicated father. I'm sure you saw last night that the umpires started checking the pitchers. What did you think of that scene?
I thought it was pretty comical. I mean, literally comical, because you know you had umpires and pitchers like literally laughing out there. I think the umpires feel like it's ridiculous. You know, they feel uncomfortable probably doing it. You know, just can you imagine like having a beef with an umpire like during the inning before, like where he's squeezing you or whatever, and then, you know, you're ticked off at him and now you got to go and just give him your hat. I mean, we may see some guys get wrong just on the frisking, you know, in between innings, just because if there's ever a time where you may say something you wish you hadn't said, it's going to be right then and there because you're face to face with that umpire. And then on top of that, you know, he's sitting there checking out your hat, glove. You know, you're getting taken down like TSA style, and you know it's just, to me, it's just ridiculous. I don't know how else they're going to police it, but it just seems so silly to me. And I think it's something that's going to probably happen for a few weeks, and then it's just going to be really nonchalant. It's going to be more of a formality, and also just don't like the fact that it's very subjective. I mean, based on the umpire, based on, you know, what he feels is illegal or not. You know, and there's certain instances where you can get tackiness, and it's not spider tack. It's something legal, you know, something spit, saliva, you know, sweet saliva, whatever, like chewing bubble gum or rosin and sweat. And so, like, how are you supposed to differentiate that if you're an umpire? So they're going to err on the side of caution and give the pitchers the benefit of the doubt anyway. So I think it's just silly to start this in the middle of the season. And something that they definitely need to talk about, but that's something that happens in the off season, to where you can dial in maybe better protocol.
All right, man, enjoy it. How long are you in New Mexico?
Well, depending on how they play,
yeah, right.
Thursday it's bracket play, but they're 3-0. So I got here a little late because I was watching my other kids still play the tournament that I talked to you last year. That was a week-long deal. Anyway, so I got here a little late, but they only played 3 games for 3-0, and so it looks like they're going to probably go into Thursday and have a chance to win this thing. So, yeah, I'll be out here for a few days. Make it worth my trip anyway.
Very cool. So, drive safe.
I'll update you guys next week on how it went.
Yeah, let us know. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll give you my kids' stats if they're good.
I want to hear them, Sean.
If they're good, I like that. Awesome. Right. Thanks, right, Sean. Guys. See ya.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.